Okay, we're in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on top of the page. Sefer Seita, Yutus Kislev. Well, you're there. Come and see. Kama nisim nasu b'Yisrael. How many miracles were done on that day? The day the Eden crossed the Yarden. Number one, Avru Yisrael as a Yarden. They crossed the Yarden. Uvo lahagrizim u lahar Evel. They traveled to Hagrizim and Har Evel. We had an argument where it was. Was it right next to Gilgal? Was it right next to on the east side? Or was it all the way on the west side? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was all the way on the west side. Yes, and Mishishim. In one day, they traveled 60 kilometers. The Ain called Beria Yechel Lam Bifneim. Nobody can even stand in their way. Chala Eimed Bifneim. Anybody did stand in the way. Meyad Nitis immediately had diarrhea. Shnemer says, as a Masi Eshadach Lefanecha, my fear I will send before me. Bahamoyse as Kola Am, and I will destroy the entire nation. Asher Tavi Behem, that it will come to. Ba'Eimed, it says, Tipol Aleim a Masi Vafachad in Azyashe, to fall on them a fear. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, until this nation will pass. Zu Bia Deshein, that's the first time the Eden went to Israel. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, until this nation comes by again. Zu Bia Shnia, when Ezra, they all went in. Emma Mata, from here we say, Ruin Ha Yisrael, Lasel Hemnes, Bia Shnia. When Eden went in the second time to Ezra, another great miracle should have occurred at that time. It could be Deshein, Ella Bat, Shigora Machet. Why didn't it happen? Because of the sin. Which sin? The sin, according to Rashi, of the first base of Midrash, where the people behaved. And, according to others, the way people lived in the bubble. So they didn't deserve any more to go in. And afterwards, but truth of the matter is, it has to be l'cholak Rashi that the Beis Midrash, because they made a shavua, Yimei made a shavua that the Eden will never come back by force. And that shavua was made at the end of the first Beis Midrash. So at that time already, they forfeited their rights to come back by force. And afterwards, they brought stones. Uvonus and Mizbech, they brought stones, they built the Mizbech. By Har Grizim and Har Evel, and these very stones they then dismantled because these stones had written writing on it. They put plaster with cost for a lame called Divya Teda, Beshiv and Lashon. They wrote the entire Teda 70 languages. And it says, by it hated, explained it well. Then Behelu, Oilus, Vishlam, they broke Kabanis. In reality, the order is all the way around, they broke Kabanis first. Ba'achlu, Vishas, they ate and drank, Vishamcha, they were joyous. Ubarchu, Vikalu. Then they blessed and they cursed. Here it seems the blessing and curse has happened after the Kabbalah is happening before. The Kiflu is Avani, they dismantled the stones. Uvo, Vilana, Begilgal, they came back to Gilgal, another 60 kilometers, all on the same day. And then it says, Vavartim, Oisim, Machim, take them with you, Vahanachtim, Oisim, Bemolim, place them where you're going to stay over. Yochel, Bechal, Molim, Molim, every night where they stayed over, they had to take the stones with them. Tam, Lema, Asher, Telina, by Halila, this night. Uchsiv, Eshtev, Esse, Avani, Meila, Shalachu, only on that night. Let's just do Rashi. Three lines at the top. Nitriz miskalkum rei, a diarrhea. Hamaisi lashon muhuma. The ilig all mixed up. Haguf for mash v'teched. The entire body became mayhem inside. Bi'er shayna b'may yishur times yishur. Bi'er shneir b'may Ezra. Really, le'os on that, and that should have happened. Lalois b'zrei should come by force. For a year, mishtabdim lemalcho, they would no longer be subservient to any particular government. Elo shegadam chatom shayisrael may ba'izish, and cause a sin during the first base of Midrash. The nigzer aleim, and then it was decreed on them. Shleyalu b'shus, they have to get permission. Kidechsi mi b'chem mikolamai, who will come up? They had to get permission from Kodesh. Says in Moravite, it says Tana. We learned tzidah la'avrimam. The bee did not travel. The bees that were in times of Moshe, the wasps did not travel inside to throw with them. The law, you didn't vaksiv. It says shalachti tzidah v'necha. I will send these bees in front of you, and they're going to cause their damage and cause havoc. Amrishim Lakish Alsfas Yarden Amda. They stood at the edge of the Jordan. Zorka behen Mada. From the other side of the Jordan, they threw this particular fear. The Simsa Einayim, and blinded them in Maila from above. Visisim above their body, the top of their bodies. Visisim El Mata, and castrated them, made them sterile from the bottom. Shemot says that's what they were. So the bees did their work, but they were still in Chutz La'aretz, and they were working from there. Shenema, because it says, "Vanoichi hishmadati as a mighty, I destroyed the mighty mipneim from before them." Asher kegoyva razim, high like the cedar trees. It means I got them on top of the tree, and gavoy the height. V'chasen hu kealoinim, and there was protecting them like these trees. V'ashmit piriyim memal, and I destroyed the fruits above. V'shirosha betoch, and the roots below. So their eyes, and it made them sterile. So therefore, we see clearly from here there were bees inside of Israel. So two answers. A papa ma state see the two bees. Chad the Moshe v'chad the Yeshua. The worst answer we gave before was I was standing on the other side of the yard, and from there was throwing all of this fear. The other answer is there were two bees. One was by Moshe, and another one, and that stayed outside of Israel. And Moshe la avar Yeshua avar, and Yeshua's came in from outside of Israel into Israel. Rashi. Pimimal ain of the eye. Shoshim Batacha Sidus. Sterilizing. Hello, Ezra Shalom. Kachnis Tavo Baisa Pasha. They were told. Avonim Shlemis Tivna build stones. Zivachto Shlomim. Says in Maravait. Says in the Pasik. Shisha Shvatim Ola Shagarizim. Six Shvatim went on Hagarizim. And six went on Harevo. And it says, the Pasik says. It says half went to Grizim and the other half went to Har Ebal. The Hachetze and the other half. Sounds like a famous half. Omer Rav Kahana was a mean. The other half means the other half that we were somewhere else. Same way the Eden Shvat, Eden Shvat were divided between Har Grizim and Har Ebal is exactly the same way. They were divided on the stones that they had on the Ephod. There was the strap and then we had stones right here in the shoulder. That's exactly how they were divided. Rashi. My vehachetziyai be Yeshua. Oh, he said be Yeshua. By Hikra, the Masis of Chol Yisrael. Chetziyom mul Hagrizim. Vehachetzi. The other half of mul Harevo. Lomeli. What do you have to say? Lomich the vehachetzi. The Mashba saying hachetziyai oichetzi hamayuchid means some famous half oichetzi haniskimog or the half that I mentioned somewhere else. Teach you kederash chalukin hashvotim Hagrizim Harevo. Just like the divine Hagrizim Harevo. Kedoshi veeli yam del vodechesam. The Yam the Kol Kach So Too Chalukim Bavne Eifoy Che Omer Ben says Shishim Mishemaisim Hanach Shishim Hagrizim Ksuvim Al Achaz The Six of Hagrizim Written One Place Vishishim Hadevok Ksuvim Nashinius Six of Hadevok Written Somewhere Else Behind The Chsiv Achetzi Oisi Chetzi Chokuk Ba'Achaz One Of The Stones. Says in Marvaita Meisa, you're telling me that the way they stood in Grizim and Eivol, that's how divided, but it's not so. We look at the Braisa Shtei Avonim Teivas Hoylo Koin Godul Aksevav Yatu, beautiful precious stones on his shoulder Achaz Mikan Ba'Achaz Mikan, one on the right, one left. The second stone had all the shvatim according to their birth. But the first stone did not have all six shvatim according to the birth, because Yehuda was born fourth. Actually, his name is first. That's Yehuda Muktim. Yehuda's name is first, but their other five are in order. Then it says v'chamishim oisis hayin, in total all the shvatim of 50 letters, esim v'chamish aleven zu v'esim v'chamish aleven zu, 25 on each side. So what do we see from here? That the way the names were put on this here were not the way they were Hagrizim Harevo. It was in the order of birth. Rashi kitol doisam kesed leid doisam, the way they were born. Shisha acharonim, the last six kesed in order. Godosh Yisachar zvulun Yisur v'nyamin. That was Seder Lossen, that's how they're born. Vishisha Deshain, the first six Nichtav, by Yehuda, Yehuda's name is first, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, Tolik, Seder Lossen, Chutzmi, the way they were born, outside Yehuda. Vesim Vichamish, Levin, Zul, Kampada, Shisha, Chreinim, Esim, Rabo, Huda, Havid, the more last later, you tell me 25, it's actually 24 letters. And others say 23. We'll see, the more we'll ask it soon. Sending more Vaitir, Chanin, and Gamalur, and Chimming, and says, Loike Deresh, Chalukin, Bechumish, Hapkudim, Chalukin, Ba'avne, Eifed. Not the way, it's not the way they were born. That's how it was. That's how it was in the Ephod. Ela kederech shechalukin bechumish sheni. It's only how they were divided in Shmois, in the second chumish, of the way the names were written there in that order. That's how we wrote it on the names. Keita, what do you mean? Bnei Leah Kesidin. You had the names of Leah. All six was there, and then you had Bnei Rachel. You had Yosef Binyamin. Echad Mekan, Yosef was number one, but Echad Mekan and Binyamin was the end. Uvenei Shvachas Be'emtzah. Then the other kids of the Shvachas, the maids, were in the middle. It says in the Pasuk, he argues. Ve'elamani Mekayim Kitol Doisam. What do you mean Kitol Doisam? Like they were born. If you tell me that they were not written the way they were born. Kishemoisan Shekorah Lehen Avien V'leikishem Shekorah Moshe. Ketodos means the names they were given at birth, not the names that Moshe Rabbeinu sort of made them nicknames. For example, Ruuvein, the name Reuven was written there, V'leik Ruuveini, which is how Moshe referred to him. Shimon V'leik Shimoini, Don V'leik Hadoni, God V'leik Hadi. To Yuftu, that Rav Kana, to Yuftu, was a question of Kana. Rav Kana said that the way they were standing in Har Grizim and Har Ebal, and here, that's how the names were split on the two stones. Here we see, no, either was according to the birth, or according to the order, the way it's in Chumash Meis, nothing to do with Har Grizim and Har Ebal. Rashi, like there's chalukim b'chumash hapkudim, claim like there's shadurim b'chumash hapkudim, the way it's written in Bamiru Sefer Daber. Shniz the Bereishai in order, and in the beginning, Elo Shemus Anoshim Yandu, the names of the people that will stand b'chumash sheni b'chilav Elo Shmeis. Reuven Shimon Levi Yudis Achaz Vulan ba'achaz on one stone, and Mishniya Binyamin Donatol Gosha Yosef. So Binyamin is the first, and Yosef is the last. Im came matam alayim kitol daysim hayvul like it has some sins in Israel has nothing to do with their order. Tiyutel of kahana the lekuli alma ain according to everybody ain zesay that hagrizim areivul the order that he's referring to. Hagrizim areivul according to nobody did it go on the stones. Still say that hagrizim Shimon Levi. What was the order of hagrizim Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Yosef and Yamin? It's a totally different order than the way we just said how it was on the stones. Hareivul's Reuven God Asher Zvulun Dan Naphtali. Says Gemara further, we repudiate Rav Kahana said. So Gemara goes ask back. Nu v'elamai v'chetzia. So why is the pasuk and the half? Which half? Tani, we learn chetzia shel mul hag. You know why it's called the half? Nothing to do with the stone, the precious stones on the coin. This is the coin's vest. You know why it's called the half? Because both halves weren't equal. Chetzia shel mul hagrizim. The half that was on har amount grizim is meruba was greater than chetzia shel har evil. Than the half that's on har evil. Why? Because Levi, which belonged in Hagrizim Lamata, Levi, which was Levi, which is in Har Abel, was below. Says the Gemara. Levi was in Hagrizim. So he said, you know why Hagrizim was more than Har Abel? Because Levi was standing on the bottom. So I'm going to ask, what do you mean? Because on the contrary, if Levi was standing on the bottom, there were missing people. So that's why they were more, because there were people missing. Asking Mora Adraba, on the contrary, if Levi was standing on the bottom, in the valley, between the two mountains, then Batsilu, it's missing. Halakam, this one's Bryce meant. Afapisha Levi Lamata, even though Levi was in the bottom of the mountain, Bnei Yosef Imohem, Yosef was with them. Shenemet says, because they had Yosef, and Yosef such a large shevet, therefore they were more, even though they were missing Levi. How do I know that Yosef was so big? Because it says, "By Yosef Yeshua, the children of Yosef spoke to Yeshua, Lema, do not in Nachal Gerlecha. Why do you give me only one share in Etzes Rav, the Chevelecha, and one boundary? And the Amrav were so much, with so many people. Let me show you. If you are so many people, you better go hide in the forest, so you shouldn't have any Ein Hara. Amalei said to them, "Luchu v'higbo atzmi yodin, go hide in the forest. Letiz b'mayin hara. You're the great. You're the largest shevet. People will throw iron hard. People will die." Amalei said, "What are you talking about? Zareidi Yosef. Where does the sense of Yosef? Leisholta be'ena. There's no iron hara by the children of Yosef. The chesiv it says, bein poydas Yosef. That the Yosef full of charm. Bein poydas aliyoin. He's full of charm above the eyes. I'll take it to Kurt Aliyah. I don't mean above the eye. People looked at him. Elo oily eye. Above the eye in horror. Nobody can affect him. Or Rav Yosef Chinam Mach from the following passage. The Yidgu Laroi Bekedava. It was told that they should multiply. Yaakov said they should multiply like the fish in the world. Ma dogin shem fish. Mayim echasin alein. If water covers them. Ein eye shem. Nobody can see them. Af zadeh shel Yosef. Ein eye shem let them. Nobody can see them. Said Rashi. The other half of the smaller half. The other half of the eye. He placed the ages at Yosef, they placed on Yosef when he left Mitzrayim. So in other words, it says Yehosef. They added the letters, so now he became 25 letters. Maske v'ram nachmin b'rabitcho, you just said before, ketol doisem be'inam, we need to refer to their names, the way they were given when they were born. So what did he tell me Yosef was called Yehosef? Elokol ha'terekula bin yamiksiv. Tomorrow he is right. Yosef's name is Yehosef, but that's not how it was written on the Kaspers Eifoid. But rather, in the Taya Teda, Binyamin is written without a Yud, between the Mem and the Nun. But Vahacha Binyamin Shalom. But here, Binyamin had a Nun. It had a Yud between the Mem and the Nun, and that's where the extra letter was. Because you see what it says? Va'aviv Karolai Binyamin. Amr of Chalam Bizam Hashem Chasidah, Yosef Shekidah Shem Shemayim Beseisa, Yosef that made a Kiddush Hashem discreetly when he avoided the wife of Potiphera, Hoysifu Olav, Ois Achas Mishmoy Shalakar Baruch Hu, got one name. Abba Yehuda Shekidah Shem Shemayim Befehesia, But Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Befehesher. Over there we said, in the previous Gemara we said, because he admitted to everybody that he's the one who had relations with Tamar. Nikra Kula Al Shmoy Shekosh Baruch Hu. He was called, over here Rashi says that Yehuda was Mekadosh Shemayim when they crossed the Yamsa, we'll see tomorrow. So he got the full name of Ebishter Yehu Yudkei. Yosef Mai, what's the story with Yosef? It says, he came on that particular day, Yosef came home, Lassim Lach, do his work. That not only the wife of Potiphar wanted to obey, even Yosef also wanted to have relations with her. Lassim Lach came home to do his work. Rabbi Shmuel Chadam, Lassim Lach, just do his normal housework. And he went in to have relations with his wife. There's nobody there from the Anshe Abayis. Good morning. That he made a Kiddush Hashem. At the last minute, he was tempted to commit an Aveda with the wife of Potiphera, and he restrained himself. So right now, we're having an argument whether Yosef initially also wanted to commit the Aveda, or he never had an intention of Aveda. The Gemara continues, V'ein ish ma'anshe bayis, there was nobody there from the house. Evsha bayis godol, such a large house. Kibesa shaloise rosha, the house of Potiphar. Lahoye bayish, there was nobody there, no guards, servants, butlers. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, oise hayem, that day, yem chagmoy, it was a festival for them. V'holchu kulan lebeis avoydik chavishlam, they all went to the church. V'hi amrule, and she told them, oh, I can't go choyli, I'm sick. Choyli. She thought, wow, today, she said to herself, today is the best day that I can, me and Yosef will be alone. So that's what happened. And then Yosef decided to run away and she grabbed a hold. She grabbed a hold of Yosef's clothes. Yosef's mantle, Yosef's shawl. That means Yosef, the last minute, decided to run away. What happened? What happened that minute? Boisesh at that moment, Boasa di Yoiknei Shalaviv, an image of his father, of Yaakov, came, Venida Saloi Bechaloin. There was no man in the house, as Taisa says, but there were other things like Malachim. He saw an image of Yaakov posted on the window, Amala Yosef, and Yaakov was talking to him. Asid in Achicha, in the future, your brother, Sheyichtav Olam the Eifah, but write on the stones of the Eifah, Ba'ata B'neyem, and you're supposed to be there amongst all your brothers. Ritzoicha, do you want Sheyimcha Shimcha Mibeneim? Do you want your name to be erased from there? The Tikra Raya Zainus. Yaakov didn't even know Yosef was alive. And yet Yosef had this image of his father taking care of him. That Tikra, and he called him Raya. And you want to be called Raya Zainus? When your name comes up, people will say, you're the one who took care of the horse. You see what it says, Raya Zainus, those who take care of the harlots, Yevad Hain, will lose their fortune. And what do you mean, the fortune? A good name is worth more than all the money in the world, because you got to work very hard to have a good name, and you're going to lose it with this one incident. Miyad, as soon as that happened, Vatoshev be'eis and kashle, he put back the bow in its place. He removed himself from this woman. He put the bow back in its place. Rashi, Yehuda, the right middle of the page, the last line, Yehuda. Yehuda, shekidah shem shemayim befezul kadosh, openly al hayam, on the ocean, kilakam, like we'll see later on. Nikra Kula Shame Bain Abba Isa, the entire shame of a name of Hashem's name is there, Kol Bashmaj and Yudah's name. Lidvana Veda Bahim Malachta Tashmish means in relations, Malachti Mamim Loch work. Tsrach of Tashmi, Yevan Hoin, she lose a fortune. Shame Taiv, a good name, Shehu Yokar Mikol Hoin. A good name is more valuable than as much money as you have. Because a good name, you can't fool anybody. You gotta work at it to have a good name. Kashta, Sheikh Vazarai, so he held back having intimate relations, Hashem Sheyedikates, because it looks like a boat, flies like a boat. Think about it, it says a posik. Vaya Faisus Rayada, when his hands is spread out. What I mean, Yoatz, no, the other Bekanka, he stuck his fingers into the ground, the Yotza Sheikh Vazarai, made the point, the other, and then his semen came out between his fingers. According to some, it was a miracle came out. Other means he restrained himself and he stopped having interest. Rashi Shanoah says, "Boitzu bekarke v'nisbechay leaned on them. Kedei in order she yisyaser should be in pain. V'yitid betzad will be so preoccupied with his pain. V'yavo take it so you lose the yitzhara." Then the pasuk continues, "Midayavi Yaakov." From the strength of Yaakov, me Godam loy, who caused him that his name should be remain on the Eifoid? El Abi Yaakov, the strength of Yaakov. Misham roy ever Yisrael, Misham zochiv neir zochiv and Asar roy became a shepherd. Shemot says roy Yisrael, the shepherd of the Eden, as in, listen, Noye Kitzon Yosef, should be like the sheep of Yosef. So Yosef became the shepherd of the Eden. Rashi, Midi Avirayza Yaakov, Misham Zocher, from this incident, he was Zocher Li as a Roya to become the shepherd, because he restrained himself from the sinning. Misham Zocher Li as Be'evin Ma'avni Yisrael, and that's why he was Zocher to be one on the stone, on the breastplate, on top of the breastplate, the shoulder straps there for the Kohen Gadol. Roya Yisrael, Zina Kalapish Chinin Emerson regarding the Ebishter. Noye Katzen Yosef, Kori Katzen Yosef Haman Higim. That they follow like the sheep of Yosef. Alma Mikri Yisrael Tzeinah Yosef. Who are they? He's a shepherd. Tanya, we learned. Back to the Gemara. Oh, Yosef, lots of men. Yosef had to be like his father. His father had 12 tribes. Yosef also should have had 12 children. He only had two. Shenema, it says, Eilat Tzeinah, Yaakov Yosef. Whatever happened to Yosef, because of this incident, that he had to restrain himself. Therefore, he lost the right to have 12 shvatim. Afapike, nevertheless, Yotzum Binyamin Achav, he had two, and Binyamin had 10 together, collectively, they had 12. The Kulanikarashmai, all the names of those kids that the Binyamin had are referring to Yosef, so they're all related back to Yosef. Ubene Binyamin, the names of Binyamin's kids were Bela, Vabeche, Vashbel, Geda, Vinaman, Ache, Varosh, Mupim, Vachupim, Verd. What's the names? He explains. Bela, Shenivla Ben Umud, my brother got absorbed, assimilated amongst the nations. Ubeche, Bechelima, he was the firstborn to my mother. Hoya. The Ashbel, Sheshavu, Ashbel, Sheshavu, Kael, that the Abish got him kidnapped. Geda, Shegarbak Sanois, he's constantly traveling, and he's living not in his homeland. Menamon, Shenayim, Beyais, the most sweetest guy. Achi, Veroish, my brother, Achi is my brother, Veroish, he was my leader. Mupim, Vechupim. He didn't see my chuppah, and he loved Isi the chuppah. So mupim sound like chuppim. There are two chuppahs here. I didn't see his, and he didn't see mine. Then the last one is Erd she yarded ben umas olam, that he had to never go down to the nations of the world. Or akidamri Erd she pan of demi leved, he was like a rose. Rashi, Eilu told Yaakov Yosef, told the Shetzim, Yaakov Yosef, Rolu Yaakov Yosef, whatever happened, Yaakov sort of happened to Yosef, Avav Bekein Yosef, Yom Echav Oysen, that's how she picks him, Yosef Besses, with 10 fingers. She got back Sandy, but it's in a strange land. Mupim, if you meditate of the Chumash, or Yipiv, Kipi Yaakov, Mupim, the word Peh. Not the word Chupim, but Mupim is the word Peh. His mouth was like Yaakov. She behilcha, she kibun, Mishayim, Ve'eve, that Yosef knew everything Yaakov learned. I'm going to write it. Omer Abchi, Barabba, Rav Yechon, Bishash, Omer Lepari, Le'yosef, and Pari, Le'yosef. Nobody should be able to lift a hand in here without your permission. Omru in Stigni Pari, so the stargazer Pari said, Ebed Shaloku Rabbi Be'esim Kesed, a slave that was purchased for $20. Tamshi Leo Lenu should become our leader. I see that he has the skills of being a king. Omru Loyim Kenev, so in order to be a king of Mitzrayim, he had to earn it. Yodeya B'shivim Lashon, does he know all 70 languages? Bo Gavriel v'lim l'shiv m'lashe. Came along Gavriel and taught him 70 languages. Lo yahave kagam. But Yosef tried and tried. Didn't work. Hoysiv lo ois aches m'shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he gave him, the Malach gave him, Gavriel gave another name. The Lama, and he learned. Interesting. So the Gemara before said he got the extra letter, the Yud, because he restrained himself and didn't commit a sin with Potiphar's wife. Here we're saying we gave him the Yud in order that he should be able to learn the 70 languages. Shenema has special power. Shenema says, Eidus behi Yosef samay b'tzeis lez Mitzrayim. Ulamacha, the next day, kol lishna d'ishtoi pari b'hadi, pari tested him. Pari started talking with him in different dialects, different languages. Ahadile, Yosef was able to speak to him in that language. Then Yosef started talking to Pari in Hebrew. Pari had no clue what Yosef was saying. Agmari, teach me. Agmari, Yosef tried to teach him, he just couldn't learn. So that proves that Hebrew is not part of the 70 languages. Clear from here that Lashkei is not part of the 70 languages. And it's very different. He said to him, Pari said, "No, swear to me, don't you dare tell anyone that I don't know Hebrew. Because then you're better than me and you'll be the king." Ishtabla, Yosef swore. Ki Amalei, later on when Yaakov swore to make Yosef swear that he'll take him and bury Marzapela, and Yosef went to Pari to get permission. Amalei, Avi Ishbaani Lema, what can I do? My father made me swear that I'll take him. Amalei, Zil Ichalash Wasa, go and ask him to forgive you on the Shua. Amalei, Vi Ichli Namidach, you want me to forget my Shua? Then I'm going to forget the Shua I made you, and I'll tell everybody you don't speak Hebrew. Avagadol Nichlim Pari was unhappy that Yaakov's body was being taken out. Amalei, Alei Bekveres Avichakasha Yishbi Acha. I'll let you go only because you made a Shavuah. Rashi, Seginus Chachamim, the Chayzichav, and Chachamim, those are stargazers. The Yoidim, the Chachmas HaMazal, they know the Chachmas HaMazalos. Ginuni Malchus, Givani Malchus, the different colors of the kingdom, the Chachma, Gvur of Yoifei. See that he has wisdom, strength, and he's handsome. Eidus Behi Yosef Samai, Save the Krosh, Safas Laidaiti Eshma, he doesn't know languages. In the Yud, give him more languages. Go ask Chachamim to undo it. If you want me to undo it, I'll undo yours as well. Okay, we'll stop picking tomorrow, Mr. Shabbat.